It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the 264th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7, some off-air stuff from time to time, and even occasionally live acoustic performances from our Booster Juice Listener Lounge. In fact, in the coming weeks here, a live acoustic performance from the Pixies. Yes, those Pixies. If you enjoy the podcast, feel free to follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 16th of September, exactly 100 days remaining till Christmas. Did you know it was 59 years ago today that Play-Doh first hit the market? Went on to become the second grossest green thing kids would eat willingly. And great news, National Lampoon's fans, ABC is working on a new series based on the films, starring both Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo as grandparents, saddled with raising their grandkids. Other TV news, Alex Trebek will reportedly grow back his mustache for the upcoming season of Jeopardy. You know, there really hasn't been this much fuss about a couple of hairs on somebody's upper lip since Rosie O'Donnell joined The View. And finally, there was a new record set at the World Garlic Eating Competition. 33 cloves in under a minute. No word on how the winner plans to celebrate their victory, but if history is any indication, it'll likely be by sitting next to me on my next transatlantic flight. Hey, don't get me wrong, I love garlic, but it's almost as though some people are immune to the smell, so they tend to overdo it. That one guy in the office who brings in some leftover lasagna to reheat in the staff microwave, he keeps insisting you'll never guess his secret ingredient. Buddy, if I can smell it in the lobby, it's probably not a secret.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The world will not stop talking about WestJet's new $25 baggage fee for economy class flights. You know, if the cost of flights went up $25, it would be a respectable increase to the $900 you already pay to fly to Toronto. Few would complain. Tie it into something that should be included, everybody totally freaks out. I think it's all just how you frame it. And new data shows that babies born in wintertime begin crawling earlier than those born in the summer. Especially true if you accidentally forget them outside. And movie news, there's a reboot in the works of I Know What You Did Last Summer. The original film took in more than $125 million and starred JLH. Back when her career was so hot, her initials were all you needed to convey Jennifer Love Hewitt. And remember how Lindsay Lohan was given community service for driving under the influence a few years back? Lohan claims in a recent interview that part of that service was working in a morgue, and that she was the one who wheeled Whitney Houston's corpse into the morgue. I'm not sure I believe this story. If it's true, though, it is the first time Lindsay Lohan has been under the control of something with wheels that didn't crash. So there is that.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
So instead of choosing a single team captain, the Montreal Canadiens opted instead for four alternates. I didn't realize that was an option. Kind of makes me wonder what other liberties we've had available that we've just never taken advantage of. Jetpacks? Rocket sticks? Who knows? And Matt Damon is rumored to be returning to the Bourne series. Well, let's see. So far we've had the Bourne Identity, Supremacy, Legacy, Ultimatum. I think if Matt Damon returns, they pretty much have to call it Bourne again. Right? And finally, Noel Gallagher is a fortune teller. Remember how the world freaked out last week when Apple gave away U2's new album? Turns out Noel predicted just that, and more than 7 years ago. The Oasis frontman slash Oracle addressed the declining value of music and even warned that the time to start worrying was when U2 starts giving records away. I decided to pore over some other classic Noel Gallagher quotes to see if there were any other nuggets of truth. Check it. There has never been a cool keyboard player apart from Elton John. True. Americans have a fascination with throwing their shoes on stage. True. Anybody who wears a cowboy hat should get the electric chair. See, it holds up.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
So the internet continues to rage against U2 for giving away its new album for free. Is that really what they're rebelling against, though? Let me draw you a parallel. You hear a sound in the middle of the night, You creep down the stairs with your baseball bat, flick on the light, and who do you see? Bill Gates. He's there to give you money. You go, oh, okay, thank you. He walks away, and then you wonder, wait a minute, why did you have to break into my house to do this? When you think about it, Apple has slowly convinced us that all of our secrets and information should be stored in our iPhone, and then they essentially broke into your phone to deliver that gift. And Miley Cyrus could be getting fined for getting spanked with the Mexican flag. Sounds to me like flagrant disregard for a state symbol. Said every dad in the world in unison. And breaking celebrity news, legendary French actor Gerard Depardieu is a total piss tank. In a recent interview, he revealed that he drinks 14 bottles of wine a day. He last made news in 2011 when he reportedly whipped it out mid-flight and relieved himself on the airplane floor minutes after the plane took off. How could you possibly ignore that smell for the rest of the trip? I just imagine attendants serving the in-flight meal asking, would you like chicken or piss? Fish.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
We're all aware of the concept of photo radar, some of us more intimately than others. Well, a company in the U.S. has now developed a new radar gun that will be able to tell if you're texting. Production could begin as early as next year. One of the biggest stumbling blocks will be privacy concerns over whether or not the content of your text will be revealed. And obviously, it'll only work in cases where the driver is the sole occupant in the vehicle. And movie news. As you know, there's a sequel in the works to Magic Mike. The film's director has confirmed Matthew McConaughey will not be a part of the cast. The film will be called Magic Mike XXL. And to answer your next question, no, it's not about really, really fat male strippers. And hey, Keanu Reeves subdued an intruder who broke into his home last week. I read that headline, I imagine the Matrix star springing into action just like he does in his movies. What actually happened was far less interesting. Keanu heard a noise coming from the library. Classic rich people problem. Is that a noise I hear coming from the library, Jeeves? Anyway, he walked in to find some woman sitting in his chair. He called 911, then hung out and chatted while the two casually awaited her free ride to the psych ward.
The Lane Mitchell, Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.